I had this dream after coming back from spring training, going down to see the Red Sox spring training in 2004, which I'm not sure, but it might be why they won the World Series that year. I think that, you know, sort of retelling your dreams in a poem, bad, bad idea. So I was breaking a cardinal rule for myself. The poem itself ends up having, you know, almost nothing to do with baseball, but the characters are drawn. It is a third baseman. Dream in which I love a third baseman. At first, he seemed a child, dirt on his lip, and the sun lighting up his hair behind him. All around us, the hesitation of year-rounders who know the warmer air will bring crowds. No one goes to their therapist to talk about how happy they are, but soon I'd be back in the dugout telling my batting coach how the view outside my igloo seemed to be changing, as if the night sky were all the light there is. Now, like two babies reaching through the watery air to touch soft fingers to soft forehead, like blind fish sensing a familiar fluttering in the waves, slowly, by instinct, we became aware. Off field, outside the park, beyond the gates, something was burning. The smell was everywhere.